Hey, Barrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. British music artist manager and Musos co-creator John Black joins us on Celeb Savant for the second time. John has been in the industry for many years, starting off by building websites for a number of artists in the industry and working with Simon Cowell, amongst others. He has managed artists such as Sandy Tom, Chris James, Sonique, and many others, and he's the co-founder of Musos, which is an online platform where fans and people who enjoy listening to music get rewards for doing so. We will hear more about how Musos is progressing and what is happening with John and the artists that he is managing in the near future. Up next on Celeb Savant for the second time joining us is John Black. Where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
Yeah, it's great to be back. I am currently in London. It's a bit chilly, but yeah, kind of back in the game, you know, ready for 2024.
What's happening in your artist world with the various artists that you're managing? Any scoops, any things that you can fill us in on?
So Sonique has got we put a show on sale recently. Mm-hmm. It's her first ever live headline show with a full live band that she's ever done.
Oh, wow. Let's pause that. So what had she done before?
So Sonique's done, she's done lots of shows. She's been doing shows for you know, decades now.
Yes.
Yeah. But they've all been like, you know, festivals and multi-act shows. And, you know, she's never done her own headline show like this before, which is incredible.
That's exciting. I saw her in South Africa a number of years ago, but it was part of sort of like a rave sort of festival. And she was one of the DJs performing.
Okay.
So I did see her then, but that's very exciting. So when is that show happening?
So that is March 15th, Friday, March 15th. It's at the Royal Festival Hall on South Bank in London. So it's an amazing venue. It's just over 2,000 capacity.
Mm.
And we've got a couple of special guests. We've got Baby D and Rosala.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Which is going to make for a really, really good, you know, a really good show. And it's a full live band. So we start planning that. I mean, the tickets are up for sale, but we start planning on the set and the music.
Yes.
And how it's all going to run. We start that next week. So we're sort of ahead of the game.
Just so you know, for the listening audience, this podcast will be coming after this event I'm talking about. So next week, and this weekend in Cape Town and next week in Johannesburg is 100% Retro Festival. Mm-hmm. And Rosala will be performing, and her podcast, my interview with her, came out next week. So that's why I was laughing. So I'm going to be seeing her and interacting with her next week at that festival. So that's super fun.
So you haven't recorded the podcast yet?
I have recorded Rosala's
podcast. Oh, you have?
So it's been recorded. It'll be coming out next week, next weekend. So for the listeners, that would have already happened because this episode will be coming after this discussion we're having.
Yeah. No, she's brilliant. I met her a couple of weeks before Christmas. We did a show with, you know, Sonique did a show with Rosala. So she's lovely. Yeah, she's really lovely. So, yeah, so we've got that coming up. We've got a couple of releases that we're working on, but I can't say any more, you know.
Okay. With Sonique really or other artists?
Well, with all artists.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, with everyone.
Okay. But can you mention names of artists or not really?
Well, we're looking at releases with Sonique, you know, some new music for the year. This is the kind of plan going forward. But yeah, I've got a lot of artists releasing this year. I think everyone's releasing this year. Ruben Medlin has got a single out. That's really cool. That's a developing artist who we're releasing sort of independently through AWOL, which is a kind of invite-only distribution platform owned by Sony.
Oh, okay.
And AWOL, for your artist listeners, they'll be interested in this. So AWOL it's got three tiers.
Yep.
It's got, you apply to AWOL. Mm-hmm. It's not like DistroKid. You don't just sign up and start releasing music. You apply to AWOL. If you get accepted, the tier one is, you know, It gives you the distribution. They sort of keep an eye on your figures, see how you're growing, and then if things are working out well, you can potentially move on to tier two, which is where they spend a little bit of money with, they'll give you some money for marketing, support, etc. And then the third level is kind of their label, which is
So is this something
Able
new that they've
Recordings.
launched, or it's been out for a while?
It's been around for a long, long time. I mean, you've got artists like, I believe, Finneas, Billie Eilish's
Yes.
brother, releases through Able. Little Sims has released through Able. I believe she started on tier one and sort of worked her way through,
True.
worked her way through the tiers. So it's a really good platform. So Ruben Medlin's been on AWOL for the last couple of releases. And the last release we got New Music Friday UK. So, we're doing pretty well at this
So,
point,
New
yeah.
Music Friday UK, that's Spotify.
That's Spotify. Yeah, that's
Yes.
Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of the flagship
Yeah.
playlist. You get added to that for a week and then, other editors can see you from there, et cetera. So yeah, that's exciting. But yeah, Chris James has got a new single coming very soon as well. We're just about to announce something in the next few days. By the time this comes out, that will be announced.
Yes.
And there's an artist I co-manage from New York. We're working on a project there as well, Tarun. So yeah, it's going to be a busy, exciting year. Lots
Brilliant.
happening. Lots of other projects as well.
For the listeners who don't understand this, who are on the receiving end, so when an artist is playlisted on Playlist Friday or UK, or wherever in the world it is, obviously UK and the US is, it's more, that's where the main markets are. But what does that mean for us seeing it? It's just like, oh, they're on a playlist. But for the artists and for you guys, let's unpack that a little bit more about what that all means.
So to get something, I'm just going into New Music Friday UK, my Spotify here, to tell you how many followers it's got. So it's got 846,000 followers on that playlist. There's a lot of music on there because, today there's 99 new songs on there today.
And
And
just to pause that, this is being discussed at the beginning of January, and normally there's not much happening with releases. So I can imagine how many releases happen further on in the year when there's loads of releases coming out.
well, this is a good time for developing artists to release because, the kind of, a lot of the bigger artists, the biggest quarter is the last quarter of the year where, a lot of the bigger artists focus on. So now is always a good time for developing artists to release. But getting on something, I see Rod Stewart's in New Music Friday. He's number four with his collaboration with Jules Holland. Yeah, that's cool. And he's been around for a very long time, I can't believe I saw a picture of him the other day. I can't believe I think he's 78 and he's still running around dancing on stage,
Well, I mean, like the thing is that I've always said age is just a number. So if he can do it, why not?
Oh, absolutely. And it's, I was talking to a friend about retiring the other week and he's retiring this year. He's the same age as me. And I'm like, what are you going to do with yourself? And he's like, I'll play golf. And I'm like, what, every day for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's
For how many? And I don't know what I'd do, but some people just give up when they retire. They stop
Yes.
interacting. They stop
Exactly.
moving.
Exactly.
And it can be the downfall of some people. You've got to have something else to do. Anyway, sorry, digress
No,
from
that's
New
okay.
Music Friday. So New Music Friday, there's New Music Friday playlists all over the world. I had an artist release a while back. We got added to 19 New Music Fridays. So we had UK, Germany, Philippines, Italy, France, Netherlands. And to get added to that, as I said, it's a sort of flagship, discovery point for new music on Spotify. The tracks stay on there for a week. If you're up at the top sort of half of New Music Friday, you can see some really good streams coming back from it. And other editors that look after other playlists in Spotify can see you're on there and there's chances of getting added to other playlists from that as well. If you're quite far down and you're sort of 99, it's still cool to be on there
It's
and
still on it, yeah.
it's something to put in the in the in your socials and your posts and things, but you're seeing very little streams
But I'm sure you're still seeing more streams than if you weren't on that list.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. And then, that first week of streaming is can be quite crucial because it can really help trigger the algorithmic playlists in Spotify. So your Discover Weekly, your Release Radar, etc. And this is what we're going to get into in a minute
So
around,
I love the segue. Moving on to John's, he's the co-founder of the app or website Musos. So John, let's, for the people who have not heard about it before, let's just do a quick overview and reminder about when it launched and what it's about.
We launched Musos. When did we launch it? Around, was it around August last year? God, the time, the months have flown very quickly. And Musos is a platform that allows users to discover new music on a daily basis. They can now discover up to 10 new artists a day. And in return for giving those artists a chance by listening to a 30-second preview of their music, the user gets rewarded with 100 points for each 30-second clip they listen to. So we're not forcing them to listen to an entire song and saying we're only going to reward you if you listen to the song, because that would be false streaming numbers the artist is going to get. So we're saying you listen to the 30 seconds, we'll give you 100 points for at least taking the time out. And if they like what they've heard in their 30-second clip, they can then click and go to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. We're adding other DSPs as we go, and then they can listen to the entire song. They can then add it to the playlist, follow the artist, find the socials from their profile on Musos, and in return for those for listening, they get the points, and for the points they can use those in our Musos shop, so they can enter competitions, prize draws to win. We've just put an iPhone 15 up there, so for 2,000 points, which is only a couple of days listening, if they listen to all 10 tracks, they can enter that competition. And we're going to build that side out of it a lot this year, where we can add lots more experiences, where eventually somewhere down the road we're going to be able to offer the artists merchandise in there. An artist can then go, it's a January sale, but you can get an extra 10% off with if you've got 1,000 Musos points. Or
So it launched in August, and how's it been going? What's been happening?
it's been going really well. I mean, we've been working on the platform, adding features, ironing things out a lot. So we haven't gone sort of full out on the whole marketing of it yet. However, we have just passed 20,000 users, which we're really, we're really super happy with. I can't remember where we were at last time we spoke, but it was nowhere near 20,000 users. But that big push is about to come. We've got a lot of plans, a lot of marketing plans for the next few months.
So if I have my phone, can I download the Musos app and then have a profile here in South Africa, or is it limited to specific countries, or is it all around the world?
So it's all around the world. At the moment, it's not an app, it's a web application. So you just go to the web. You can do it on desktop, or you can do it on your mobile handset as well. And you can sign up, you log into it. You don't have any user profile so much on there at the moment. But you can start earning points, you can start discovering new music, and you can start entering the prize draws.
Thing. And then, so then how do we get notifications? Is it through email or through how does that work?
Yeah, I mean we're emailing the users on a regular basis, to tell them how many points they've got, etc. We've got, socials that keep reminding people to perform
Yes,
their
I've seen
daily
that.
tasks, etc. But it's like, I always liken this to the supermarket reward points, or airlines or whatever. I always shop in the same supermarket for my groceries because I earn reward points. And then I can exchange those for discounts or offers, when I've collected enough. And this is the same, very similar concept, what we're doing with Musos. You discover new music, you earn reward points. And it's testing really well with artists. Some artists have seeing a real difference in their uptake. And part of that, as I said, when we kind of segued into here, where I was talking about being on a playlist like New Music Friday can help trigger some algorithms. If people are listening to it the kind of day or the week it's out and adding it to their own playlist and saving it. When someone does that with a track that's on Musos, it doesn't matter if it's just been released or it's been out for 2 years or longer. If suddenly the activity starts to increase on that track, it can still trigger those algorithmic playlists, and it can then snowball into something much bigger for the artist. So there's one artist that has been on Musos. They were on there for a couple of weeks, and then they had a track. The track they were promoting had been out since around mid-2021. So it had been out for a while. And on Discover Weekly, which is one of the algorithmic playlists, they had received just under 400 streams from that since 2021. They put the track on Musos. People were interacting with it, connecting with it, going to the Spotify and Apple, etc., mainly Spotify. And the track, after like 2 to 3 weeks, started picking up some streams on Discover Weekly. Now, and this is over a 2 month period from now, we got kind of working back. Now that track has had an additional, or just over an additional 8,000 streams from Discover Weekly. Now, in 2 months versus 2 years, I can't swear hand on heart this is solely down to Musos, but there's nothing else significant going on. There's not a TikTok blowing up around the time this happened. So I'd like to say this was down to Musos. As I said, I can't hand on heart swear to that, but there's nothing else. Looking at all the data is responsible for potentially triggering that playlist.
But that's amazing because then Musos has just sort of started. It's got a smaller category of profile of people who are on the platform. Can you imagine when, and I'm putting this out there for everyone, say in 6 months' time or however long, when there's 500,000 or a million users on, and what the domino effect will be for artists and their songs and how that will accumulate?
Oh, absolutely. That's the plan. I mean, we've had artists on there, with 50 monthly listeners, and they've gone, well, we don't know where to start, and we don't know how to promote this, and we can pay to get added to playlists, but they're not real; they're all fake, and it destroys their standing on Spotify. But within 3 or 4 weeks, they've seen that double to 100, and they've gone, oh my God, that's progress. That's double what we've sat at 50 monthly listeners for the last 12 months, and now we're on 100. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you are a developing artist, you've just doubled your monthly listeners on a platform like Spotify. And then you can try and aim to double that on the second month and just keep going and, just keep building it.
Because it seems like a lot of the artists sort of are stuck. They don't know where to go, how to go, how to move forward. And they're stuck with these listeners and followers. But it seems like Musos is there to assist and guide and help to allow them to progress and move forward.
Well, we're a platform that we're a promotional platform for their music. We're helping them find new audience. But when you said artists don't know where to go or what to do, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head there, because I speak to so many artists and they're like, well, we don't know what to do. We put our music out and then we just watch Spotify and go, why are we not getting any streams? What else do we need to do? And they just don't know what to do. But if you're taking an artist's career seriously, it's like setting any other business up. You wouldn't set a coffee shop up if you didn't know how to make a latte. You can put a spoon of instant coffee in a jar and a spot of milk and some sugar, and that's great. But if you don't know, how to run your business. And it's like, if you're an artist taking your music seriously, you are the CEO of your own business. Whether that business is your artist name, you've got to learn all aspects of the business. And where does your income come from? And so many artists I talk to, there's publishing royalty income. There's performance royalty income. They don't know where to start collecting this. It doesn't come through the distribution platform, the TuneCore or the DistroKid. They don't know where to go. If they're in the UK, publishing royalties get paid through a society called PRS. If they're in the US, it's ASCAP. Or there's lots of other, there's lots of others. Or they can sign up to anyone in any, part of the world, but those are the main ones in those two territories. But most artists starting from scratch, never heard of them, don't know what it is, and they're missing out on income. And it's not just royalties coming from the streaming income. If they do a live show, they can collect PRS income, publishing royalty income from a live show. I had an artist headline a show very early in his career. And none of the other artists, they were sort of cover bands, and they weren't as serious as he was, but he earned something like £50 just from his publishing royalty, and it costs £30 to sign up for a young artist right now. I can't remember what the age is. Is it under 27 or under 30? I can't remember. But it costs £30 to sign up, and it doesn't take long to get that money back, So what we are going to do next month with Musos, because we want to help educate artists, we're going to do a webinar as to how, artists, how to help them succeed in 2024. It'll help them navigate the industry around promotion, live sync, royalties, etc. We're going to have, a couple of fantastic guests come and join us. We're just kind of planning that out right now. And at the end of the podcast, sorry, at the end of the webinar, we're going to offer like a resource document with everything we talk about and cover, and just help them navigate some of the bits they don't know where to go or have never heard of before.
So is there anything further you'd like to add around Musos?
I mean, it's super exciting seeing this grow and seeing the users build and seeing the results coming back for the artists, at all levels. We've even got artists coming in that are doing 70,000 plus monthly listeners saying to us, we've got various tiers. We've got two active tiers right now. There's a free tier, and the amount of impressions is based on the availability on Musos, and we've got a paid tier, which is £9.99 per month, and we offer like a minimum of 1,000 impressions
So
on
sorry to
on.
interrupt, the $9.99 is for the artists or
Yes.
for the okay, got
No,
it.
it's all for the yeah, so the
For the
free tier
artists.
is for the artists, and the £9.99 tier is for the artists. And as I said, for the £9.99 tier, we offer a minimum, we guarantee a minimum of 1,000 impressions on their music. And the impressions are people seeing their music on the platform.
Okay,
But
understood.
it's usually way higher. We've been getting figures of like more like 2,500, 3,000 impressions. And from that, we've been seeing, roughly 300, 250, 300 people from those 2,500 to 3,000 people actually going out to the DSP, to the streaming platform, and listening to the entire song. So that's quite a high, it's way
Absolutely.
more effective than social media advertising, for example. If you're getting a 2% hit rate on social media advertising, you're winning big time,
Let's not
and
talk about
we've been seeing,
that.
yeah, you do this, I'm sure, with your podcast, but we've been seeing some figures coming back of like, 8%, for a small investment from the artist. But then we had one artist, I said, got 70,000, 80,000 monthly listeners. He did the free trial for 1 month. We've got a free trial on the paid subscription model as well. And he tried it for 1 month, and he came back and he said, you know what, to kind of achieve what I've achieved on this, I would have to be spending 150 a month on other platforms to get a similar result. And that's just one artist. So as I said, we've always said we're catering for the artists with low monthly listeners so we can really make a difference. But even those artists are going, we're seeing enough coming back here to make it worth the
Lovely.
investment.
John, as a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
As a final message, yeah, sign up to, I was going to say have a great 2024, very successful, but sign up to Musos.